Welcome back to Late Edition. We're talking with the former White House Special Counsel Lanny Davis and the former United States Attorney Joe DiGenova. Joe, let's move on and talk about the Taliban American John Walker. Were you surprised at the charges that the Attorney General leveled against him, stopping short of treason, stopping short of something that could have justified the death penalty?
No, Wilf, and the reason is very simple. These were the preliminary charges brought against Mr. Walker in what is called a complaint. There's going to be a grand jury process now, and Wilf, when this is over, he could very well be charged with treason or with a number of offenses which could have the death penalty. So this process is just beginning.
What do you say about that, Lanny?
I may surprise you or others, but I think this should have been tried at a military tribunal. I agree with Joe Lieberman. I don't understand why the Bush administration and the Justice Department chose to prosecute John Walker.
Well, because he's an American citizen. You would have had to strip him of his U.S. citizenship in order to justify putting him before a military tribunal.
Well, I think that there is at least an argument to be made that the rules should be different for John Walker. I think that the problem with this is going to be national security considerations, and that we're going to have to decide, do we publicize everything and compromise our case against him, or at least have something where the public aspect of it is
Senator Lieberman suggested that Zacharias Moussaoui,
yes, right,
who is not an American
yeah.
citizen, be put before a military tribunal. In that case, the Justice Department said bring him before a federal court.
I agree with Senator Lieberman on Zacharias Moussaoui. To me, Moussaoui's case is the perfect case for a military tribunal to be used on United States soil. I do think that we will see the military tribunals used. They will probably be set up in Guantanamo for various people there and for various Taliban officials who are ultimately caught and brought back to Guantanamo. And I probably think that Fidel Castro has already been told that and is probably being handsomely paid for agreeing to go along with it.
Let me correct. Joe Lieberman did refer to the other case, but what I was referring to on, I'm worried that Walker, in a public setting, that we may have to compromise some of our national security issues, and we ought to take a look at whether parts of that trial needs to be in camera rather than in public.
And there's a law that would allow that, and Lanny's absolutely right, because as a result of the trials in New York in the Southern District of both the World Trade Center bombing and the embassy bombings, Al-Qaeda learned secret information that they would not have otherwise learned because of a public trial, including information about the engineering structure of the World Trade Center.
Before I let you go, we only have a few seconds, Joe. Two high-profile trials in the Northern Virginia federal court, Zacharias Moussaoui, John Walker, coming up. Can that district, just outside of Washington, D.C., handle both at the same time?
They can. It's a superb courthouse with a great set of judges, fine prosecutors, good defense bar. Everything will be fine there as long as there are excellent security precautions, because all the witnesses, all the judges, all the jurors, all the defense attorneys, all the prosecutors ultimately will be targets of Al-Qaeda.